Welcome to the podcast, Dads in Cars with Kids. Purpose of this podcast is, of course, to have fun and to explore the deeper thinking that goes on when dads are riding in their cars with their kids. Morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, okay, this is Daddy. Gets to be in the car with
Brigida.
All right, so Brigida, tell us something fun that you really enjoy doing. Like, what is something that you are passionate about?
Like, passionate?
You really like doing it.
Let's see. I really like looking up to the poor people and giving them compassion.
Okay, let's go with that. Now you do have a heart for people like that. What is a good way to help people who are less fortunate than we are?
Well, when I see people on the sidewalks, with a cardboard sign or maybe sleeping on the bench and they have a basket with like stuff that they think is useful to help them survive, or they just have really nothing and they just have like really nothing and they just like try to survive by like sleeping in the cold on the bench. I just see people and I tell my mom and dad and ask, like, my mom and dad, can we like get them something to eat or get them something hot when it's cold?
So why is it important to show compassion on other people?
So they know that somebody really does care for them and that somebody's there for them to help them survive in a kind way by showing them compassion and that they really care.
Okay. That's really important for us to think about.
It is really important, yeah.
So you usually get people, you said food or something like that?
Yes. Or sometimes my mom, she gets them food, or sometimes my mom, she doesn't really give them money, because we don't know what people are going to do with money.
Oh, that's important. Okay, yeah, so people could be doing all sorts of things with money if they're asking for it. Mm-hmm. But if you give them a meal?
At least that's decent, and it's a decent meal that's warm, and it's food for them to eat so they can survive and their bodies can have something warm and something to eat so they can survive.
Okay, well, that's important. Well, Brigida, that's something for us to think about. What are some other ways that we can show compassion on other people?
But not just like people who are...
Not necessarily even people that are maybe poor or living on the streets. What are some other ways we can show compassion to other people?
Well, I would say... So you mean like in general, Dad?
Yes, I do. I mean in general.
Example is when it's raining and nobody has an umbrella and you see somebody with no umbrella and it's raining like pouring hard and you have an umbrella and you would like to show your umbrella, I mean like that's compassion. That's kind and you're showing that you care for them because they're getting sopping wet and they have no umbrella.
Yes. Alright. So someone have an umbrella when it's out raining.
Chick-fil-A does that a lot.
Oh, okay. What are some other ways that we can show compassion to other people? What about if people are being mean to us? Because that happens sometimes, right, Brigida?
Especially with me.
Why does that happen especially with you?
Because I am different from other people, and so people like to treat me lower than them, and so...
Why are you different from other people? Why do you think that you're different from other people?
Because I have some disabilities.
Okay, and do you think people are mean to you because of that?
Some people are.
Really? That's not very nice at all.
No.
So, how do you treat them if they treat
sometimes
you...
I'm mean, and sometimes I'm not.
Well, how should you be treating people if they... If they're treating you poorly, what should you be doing?
Well, if somebody is mean to me, I always give an example to teachers when somebody's mean to me. And so I always would like to try to say, like, when somebody's mean to me, I would always try to say, like look them in the eye and say, is that how you really think about me? If that's what you really think about me, then thank you for sharing that with me, because you really put a lot of effort to tell me that, and so I really appreciate you telling me all of that, how you think about me, and so I really appreciate your time with me.
So should we ever react in anger when people are being mean to us? Should we act in anger, or should we just do more like what you just said and say, okay, well, thank you for telling me that, and walk away? What's a better choice?
I like to get into, like, when somebody's really mean to me, I really, like, stand up for myself.
I know. You totally do. And you totally do.
And that's why people say at my school, yeah, don't mess with Brigida.
Yeah, but what what is probably the better response to do when people treat us poorly and we need to show compassion to them? What's probably the better way to respond?
To be kind to them, and so that might affect them, because... maybe that they're being mean and bullying, and maybe they're being mean to other people because maybe they're hurt and maybe they got hurt.
Oh, that's it.
Maybe somebody hurt them. Maybe somebody was mean to them in their past, and so maybe they're being mean to other people because they're hurt.
That's a huge thing to...
And so the only way to let them know that somebody cares about them instead of somebody else being mean to them is to show them probably kindness, and that will probably affect them in a good way, and so maybe they might stop.
Okay.
Dad, what would you do if somebody was mean to you? Or to your child?
Yeah, you put me in a hard spot. If someone's mean to my child, I do everything in my power to protect...
Like on Home Alone, look what you did, you little jerk.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like that. I'm not...
No. What if somebody did that to me or my brother?
Yeah, well... It's when you're a parent, you really want to protect your child.
Mom said, you're going to get out of my house right now and never come back.
Yeah. Yeah, that could happen. But sometimes
I would call
if people,
them back a jerk.
If it's an adult, I'd probably, if they're just doing it, if they're just being mean, and they're not getting after you because you're doing something that could be hurtful or that's not safe, well, that's different. If they're just being mean, I would totally get on them about how they're talking to my child and to never do it again. But if people are mean to me, now I've had people be mean to me before. I just...
Uh-oh, I'm going to go find out now.
No. I tend to just walk away and say, whatever. And I...
I like how you said, whatever.
Whatever. I have better things to do than to deal with people who have bad attitudes that are mean.
Even your high school students.
You know what? I have to show a lot of compassion with those high school students because some of them are legitimately hurt. And some of them are just learning how to interact with people, and some of them
sometimes they're
very immature, and they just don't know how to behave properly yet. So yeah, I have to show compassion and do it as a daily lesson in grace every day for these kids. And grace, remember, is giving someone something that they don't deserve. Okay.
Yeah.
And sometimes you
I
know what,
do that,
and people are rude and mean. You have to sometimes give them what they don't deserve. And you should be showing grace.
Even mercy.
And mercy is getting what you don't deserve. It means you still get some type of punishment. But showing grace we have to do. All right. Well, this is Daddy.
And this is Brigida.
And we will talk to you again another time. Bye.
All right. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Dads in Cars with Kids, and we'll be back again with another episode with more deep thinking about the deeper meanings of life.